Places so for his life to survive. God put him in the hands of the enemy and he survived there. They took and raised him. The proof of what God can do. But not only that, so did he not only have the favor of, he had the favor of the enemy, of Pharaoh, but he also had the favor of God on his life, which was more important than Pharaoh. I say that because he was built up and raised this way, and then he really has no idea who they are and what God's going about to do. And I want to say, I want to encourage them together. Oh, let me help them. There's some older people in here that's got the same anointing. So don't get this confused, because God doesn't live in time, so he doesn't matter. But I say that to encourage the young people a little bit more, because they say, you'll be like me. I said, there's no way God could use me after the stuff I've done. Oh, you ought to hear me. So I didn't tell myself that. I said, there's no way that God can use me after where I've been. But I was wrong. Dead wrong. Because he can use whoever he wants, whatever he wants. And when I made the decision to yield to him, then God took over and I discovered who I really am. And so even in the midst of 2025, I want to encourage you. He's telling us to run. So Moses, even though he's powerful as he was at that time and in Joshua's life, Moses is dead. So there's some things that were important to us, that were powerful and meant a lot to us, that no longer exist. They're dead. But God has not forsaken you. So I need you to be encouraged. Moses might be dead, but you're not. Hello. And I wanted to put that emphasis on that because there were some things in our lives that we looked up to. There were some things that were important to us. There were some people that were important to us. And we watched their life and we seen them go through and stand strong. And they were strong for everybody else. But now is your time. I'm speaking to Faith Harvest because I'm talking to Faith Harvest. If where God wants us, we had gone through and came through COVID and all the other stuff and every piece of every different strand and everything else that went on and how it affected the church and the people of God, right? But we still stand. Sometimes I don't understand how. I don't know how, why. God said this because God's hand, and because he said it, we can do it. But I'm saying, oh no, I'm no longer just going to make it. I'm not just going to slide through. I'm going to stand up and represent who I am. And I'm going to rise up in spite of what's going on around us. In spite of what people say. In spite of what they thought. I said, but I'm going to lift up. And so Joshua was getting this word and he said, listen, after the death of Moses, several of He said, the Lord, I passed the Lord and spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over the Jordan to all the people of the land, which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your feet would tread upon, and that I have given you, and I have said to Moses, from the wilderness to Lebanon, far from the great rivers and the rivers of Euphrates, and all the lands of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun. I don't know about you, but God has promised me some great things.
Can, like, hold it down and, like, roll up the couch cursor.
I don't know if your mind thinks it like mine does, but it doesn't think very small. And I believe God is able and capable of doing it. If y'all think this is something, this ain't it. I keep, there's so much more. But I found out it's not just in me. It's in all of you. And my job is to encourage you to stand up, arise. Because I need the people to cross over the Jordan. I'm going to say that one more time. Y'all get it in a minute. I need the people to cross over the Jordan. Don't get fearful, knowing that we can go through it. Oh, the Jordan was a dirty place. It's a messy place. But we need to get to the other side. Because our blessing doesn't lie in the Jordan. It's on the other side. So we got to move forward to get there. And so I want you to know, if God promised it, then God's got a sure victory for you and I. We're going to have to trust that. And here's the part, because I said, well, God, he said it. You know, we just don't just walk right in and everything will be perfect. Because, and he's telling us to arise to go someplace, right? And it's even as they were going towards Canaan, Canaan was the type of shadow of heaven. But heaven's a perfect place. But when they went over and started heading towards Canaan, trouble showed up. There's problems in Canaan. There's problems in Delaware. There's problems in the United States. There's problems in our world. But none of them are too big for our God. So I need to encourage the people. If we're going to start this January, and this is our first service of the beginning of the year, I need you to arise, get up, get yourself together, put your faith intact, and understand that faith without works is dead. So I need my faith whole, that I believe God's word for what he said, even if trouble shows up. Because if a problem shows up, then my God is a problem solver. If sickness shows up, then my God is a God of healing. If lack comes up, then my God is a God of lack to fix it, to make it well. Oh, y'all gonna hear me. I said it's a sure victory. But your faith will never become real if you've never experienced anything. If there's no test, there's no testimony. So I want to encourage somebody to say, well, why God, did this have to happen? Well, that had to happen. I don't know. But here's what I do know. If you're still here, you're capable of getting through it and getting by. You had to see some stuff, go through some stuff so you can get out of some stuff. God's promises are real, sure victory. So we got to arise in 2025 so that we understand what God's promises is for us. I want to just finish all the way down to verse 10. And then I'm going to go and I'm going to get out of your way. He said, listen. So I'm going to go to verse 5. He said, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Now here's the word. Be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to the Father to give them. Only to be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded. Do not turn from the right hand or to the left, that you should prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, But it shall meditate, you shall meditate on it day and night.
Yep.
And that you may
gotcha.
Observe to do according to all that is written. But then you will make your way prosperous. I want to encourage you today because I need you to be understanding your 2025 can be so much different than your 2024. And I got to tell you something. I got born again some 30, 40 years ago, and my pastor taught me this word, and he said, let us say meditate. That word meditate was not the way we would like the Eastern standard of meditating or chanting. No, that's not what we're talking about. It was a word mutter. It was like what the cows do. You know, they chew, they mutter on the what's the name? They break down. Now, anybody ever think about how in the world is a cow so big and all they eat is hay? Anybody ask that question besides me? They mutter and break it down and get all the nutrients out of it to supply to their body the needs which are necessary for their growth. Oh, somebody ought to get that in a minute. They chew on it so much to get all the nutrients that will help their body. I'm talking about your spirit man now. To help your spirit man grow to the place where you need it. So when you walk up against the hands of the enemy or that attack against it, you understand and know that I'm walking into trouble, but I'm coming out on the other side. Oh my God, it's almost like I can see the storm coming, but I'm going to make it through. There's no question, yes, it looks a little dark, and it looks a little weary, but I'm coming out. Now, that's a sure victory. When you start thinking like that, and experiencing that, that's the power of God. That's what that muttering, he said, so you got to meditate on this word day and night. But I got to tell you, our issue, because I'm going to talk to the church. I'm talking to Faith Harvest. Those of you that are watching and know and been tuning in, probably you too. Okay? God, this, the enemy has been duping us, and we're getting to a place in life where we are now pumping and pushing the word down that it doesn't mean what it used to mean. Oh, it's not as powerful as what it was power that it had. It's not necessary to do all of that. It's not necessary. I don't know about you, but I need some of that and some more. Since when the power of the word, I don't need the power. I discovered when I run something, but I had a problem with my fish tank last week. I had a couple of power outages in the house, right? We kept plugging up electric heaters, and electric heaters draw a lot of current, but it knocked out my fish tank. Well, my fish tank's got a world of itself, right? And they need all the stuff that was going on in it. They have a heater to keep the water hot and warm, right? They got the pump to keep it flowing, right? All the stuff is necessary for them to live.
Time of summer, I came in and created a new presentation. That way, we're not
the moment I interrupted the power, it stopped. And my fish became in jeopardy of dying. I'm talking to somebody. The moment the power got interrupted, somebody's life has been jeopardized because you're thinking, I'm going to tell you, you need the same amount of power to run the as you did yesterday. Don't let the devil lie to you and tell you that it's not necessary, that you don't need the power.
If they're here, we need to be
over. Power is necessary. It's important. And I want you to hear, and the power of God has not diminished.
Because anywhere else you go,
the power of God is diminished. It's
the
people's failure
the sound people
of believing that God's power has diminished. And I don't need as much.
Add that in there.
So God has never changed, and he never will. It's been us.
But that's what we
so I'm encouraging like, you.
It doesn't
listen,
matter if it's a
to get what you need. You got to stay focused. Get in the Word. Let the Word meditate on it day and night. If you're going to defeat the enemy, you're going to need grace and truth. And the only thing that I know that is full of grace and truth is the Word. And the Word is Jesus. And Jesus is full of grace and truth. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. I'm going to need his grace and I'm going to need his truth to operate. And so that's what I'm hearing is the victory for us today. And so he said, meditate on this thing day and night. So God's promises is a sure victory. Listen, God's word is a safe guide. I can't trust. I love some people, right? I do. I love people. That's why God called me to people, right? I can't trust everybody's word. But I can trust God's word. I got to tell you, sometimes God's word says something that hurt. But it was the truth. One of my brothers, I love him for this, because he come to me and said, you know what, Pastor, I was mad at you, but what you said is true. He had enough integrity to tell me that although it made him mad, he would not dishonor truth. Guess what? He would set himself up for nothing but the blessings of the Lord because he let truth prevail. That's what God is saying for us. Truth must prevail. It's a safe God. So let me share with you. We need God's promises. And we have them through his word. He promised Joshua something. I need y'all to get this. If he promised it to Joshua, it belongs to us too. Because Joshua went to take the children of Israel into the promised land. Well, we've been trying to get back there. The Bible is nothing but a full of types and shadows over and over again. And here we are, living in our world today. Back to the place where the enemy's tactics are the same. That hasn't changed. But the promises of God have not changed either. They're still the same. And what happened, I need to encourage the people because the answer is in the Word. So if you're going to start your year right, you need to start this thing with Jesus. You know, what's all that stuff that people do at the beginning of the year? Resolution. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And they start 2 days, especially when they come to exercise. Or they'll be like me. I'm talking about myself a little bit. You know, I figure out how I'm going to do. I'm going to order the latest and the greatest piece of equipment. Because I'm going to do this thing, and it's going to help me out. Only let me wipe the dust off of it. Only to have it sit. I used it once. But I want to tell you something. So here, the thrill is gone. Y'all remember that song? But God's promises are yes and amen. God's word is true and safe, right? More than that, God's presence is a sustaining power. And this is where we moved away from. We no longer thought we needed God's presence to be the sustaining power in our life. And so we've been avoiding God. Oh, and some of us have even shut him out. But God, I don't want you in here. I got this. Yeah. God's presence is a sustaining power. I don't know about you, but I'm calling on and I need more than ever for 2025 to walk in the power and the presence of God. And when people see me and know me, they're going to say that, you know what? They surely is walking with God.
Hallelujah!
Thank you, God. And so I even had somebody tell me, he said, surely it's like God's with him. And I said, and then there was days when I was questioning because problems showed up. But God's blessing didn't stop blessing me or be a part of my life because the problem showed up. It's just what the enemy wanted me to see. Y'all remember? Peter? Y'all remember? He was looking at the storm. But Jesus was right beside him. And then he turned back and put his eyes on Jesus. and came right back up. And I just want to encourage us to, you know, arise in this season, knowing that God's promises, God's word, and God's presence is what we need. And because he said something, he said, Joshua, I need you to do this. And so I got to tell you something. There are some things that belong to me and you that I am not letting the enemy keep. He said a spiritual inheritance. Y'all not understanding something. Because see, we keep thinking about natural inheritance. But if a spiritual inheritance is blessings and yes and amen, physical inheritance is nothing compared to that. I want that. Because the physical stuff will come. It's a byproduct. But there's an inheritance that the enemy doesn't want me to have. Why? Y'all remember? I created he, them. In my image. If I was created in the image of God, then what belongs to my Father belongs to me. But if I don't know who I am, and I don't declare who I am, then I don't go get, you know. So one of y'all must have experienced something with an inheritance. Let me share with you. So if something belongs to you, and you don't go get it, and you don't show up and give them evidence that you are the person, oh, you know what? I just got, what's the company called? I told you all about MoneyGram. MoneyGram sent me a letter and said, there's $75 that belong to you. I thought, okay, this is not, you know, with all the scams going on today. I'm like, but hold it. They have my address, my name. They said, this is $75 that belong to you. All you have to do is call the place, show up, and then put this code in, and you put this code in. So I know I don't have to do this on the computer. I don't have to. So I call. I said, let me verify. And I said, where the MoneyGram place at? And they said, well, there was one on Route 9, the CVS. And I went to the CVS and said, where's the MoneyGram in here? And the guy said, I never used the thing before. He said, where's it? He said, oh, that machine right there. So he said, I said, I got to be clear. It's got to give me some money. He said, you got to put your number in. I put the number in and did all that, right? And a ticket came out the bottom. And I'm like, that ain't no money. So I took, but the ticket came out, and I took it to the cash register. And he went and rang, put the number in the cash register, and rang the number and said, how you want it? I said, I don't care. I just want it. Because it was real. But my point is saying that I don't know where it came from. I don't remember anything. I don't know how I got $75 through MoneyGram, but it belonged to me. But I need y'all to know something. Had I not declared that I was the owner of that, I would have never received it. My point is saying that if you don't show up to be who God called you to be, you can't have what he has for you. And if you imitate to be somebody else instead of the one he called you to be, then you might get what they and not what he had for you. So I don't know about you. I have no intentions of being anybody else but the guy who gave this fingerprint to. And because of that, I want to do what he says he wants to do. So I believe in his promises, everything. And I said, I need to tell the people we're going to spiritual inheritance. It's ours. But we must possess it. Guess how? You're going to do these things. Here's the answer to us possessing it. We got to obey the word. Elder, you walked up to me and said that today. She said that, Pastor, you know, struggling and, you know, some things. And, well, we just got to obey the word. And she said, you know, and this has got to be my expectation for everybody else, too. I said, I just walk away smiling now. Because I'm like, okay, she get it. Like, that's God. I know it's God, right? And I knew something to do. So he had to sit her down for a minute. He had to scare her a little bit. I'm going to tell y'all, nigga, she was sick, very bad. So he could get her to sit still. He had her, and that's why she's here now. Right? I'm going to tell y'all that now. That's why she's here now. Because God had her in control. He had her in control. But he needed her to sit still so he could talk to her. And I was glad that he talked to her. I wasn't glad that she had to go through what she had to go through. But I know what that's like because he had to sit me down. I've been through that and it hurt. right? But I can tell you this, he got full attention when you did it, when you like that. Okay? I mean, I was in a wheelchair. I couldn't even go nowhere. I was stuck. But listen, spiritual inheritance is ours, but we must possess it. Number one, by obeying the word. Number two, claiming the promises. You got to claim the promise. God has said some things to me. He told me who I was. He told me what I was going to be able to do. He showed me some of the things. And I'm telling you, this ain't it. So if this ain't it, I'm not stopping here. I'm going to go a step further. I'm going to say, thank you, God, for creating in me who you made me to be. Right? I'll tell you something. So, people think, and it'll mess with your heart, right? It'll mess with your mind a little bit if you don't know who you are, right? Coming out of 2024, I sent a letter out and said, I sent out asking people to help me. To help me close out 2024 strong, or at least in the black. Right? Nobody helped me. And maybe this God's done is an answer for me. But he didn't help because most people, Pastor Bruce, didn't think I need help. They look at me, you always tell me this, you're to blame God. They think they don't need no help. But I wouldn't ask for it if I didn't need it. But it wasn't for me. I gotta go a step further. It was not for me. And I said to Pastor Rob, I called Pastor Rob up. I said, Pastor Rob, if I wasn't living this, I wouldn't believe it either if somebody told me. If they told me the story to the point where I could finish 2024 with the pennies that I needed, I would have never believed it. If I actually wasn't living it. And I heard him say, do all you know to do and stand. And I did everything I knew to do and I stood and we finished.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank
we finished. God. And I said, God, I thank you. And I said, and the wall, I bring that up because I said, when I couldn't count on nothing else, I could always count on God. Which is probably what he wanted me to do anyway.
In the beginning.
Okay, I'm just going to go there. Okay, so nobody, don't feel guilty. I didn't do that to make you feel guilty. But I believe his promises, and I want to say to you, so number one, obeying the word. Number two, claiming the promises. And number three, we won't have to fight the good fight of faith.
Yes, Lord.
If you think this ain't a fight, you're sadly mistaken.
Yeah.
You don't have to fight the good fight today. But I like to fight. Because here's why I like it. And I'm going to tell you, as a kid, I think I had about two fights in my whole life. I'm a romantic. I had time for fighting. Right? That was not my MO. But I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. Here's the deal. This is a good deal, too. I don't even have to fight. I have to show up. And if I show up, he fights. Because I believe what he said, and he does what's necessary. That's the fight I got to fight. I just got to get there. But what happens is, many of us, I'm going to go here, don't get mad at me, we get pumped. I'm going to use the new term now. We get pumped and don't show up. So we can't have blessings. And we're going to have to trust God. Remember, his promises are yes and amen. The sure victory. His word is a safe guide. His presence is a sustaining power. So what happens is, remember, if we show up and he shows up and his presence is in, he's the sustaining power. So you don't have to worry about the fight. You're going to win. And you're going to walk away. Because his presence is a sustaining power. I need you. I'm not making these up. These are true. And so we're asking for our inheritance. And you should have. They went into a land that was already occupied. But it was always declared theirs.
Always declared.
Do you know there's a whole lot of people with some of our stuff and things that, and they're not serving God? But he had declared it and set it aside for you. But because we ain't learned, didn't know how, we ain't get it. That's what I'm saying. If I didn't show up for my inheritance, my little $75. Guess what? MoneyGram got millions of people that didn't, people didn't claim. Millions. Literally. Of what people did not claim. And I think, oh, did I get my little $75? I'm going to get it today. I didn't tell my wife about it. I still got it in my wallet, honey. That's all right. I'm going to share it with you. So listen. Listen. So we got three things. Obey the word, number one. Claim the promises, number two. And fight the good fight of faith is number three. So, and listen. Here's what I want to end with today. The real battle of faith, joined here, is not what we are, but it's what he is. Y'all not hearing that. The real battle of faith is not what we are, it's what he is. And he's called us out of darkness into the marvelous light. And he created us. Here's what y'all trying to go back to what he said in the beginning. I created y'all in my image. We keep trying to change our image. You know, like bags change, styles change, right? Okay? But God is never changing. So there's some characteristics about God that should remain in each of us. Even if we do change the way we dress, or the way I wear my hair, or the color of it for that matter. Or if I don't have no hair at all. Right? He said, and the second one is, first one was not what we are, but what he is. And the second one is, it's not what we feel, but it's what his facts are. We got to start letting our feelings to dominate the facts, the truth. I've called you out of darkness into my marvelous light. And it meant it. It didn't mean that there were going to be an eclipse that would only last for a moment, that would try to shout the dark in the sun. Are y'all ain't hear me? Because it only lasted for a moment. Because in fact, the eclipse can't stay. Because when light shows up, darkness has to be dispelled. So although it tried for a moment, it darkened the sun, but it couldn't stay there. Why? Because the position was out of position. And it had to move. And once it moved, the sun shines again. But I'm not talking about the S-U-N. I'm talking about the S-O-N. And when the S-O-N can continue to shine, and it's shining on you, the question is, are you receiving his brightness? Are you receiving his vitamin D into your life so you can be who he's called you to be, so you can do what he's called you to do? Well, I want to encourage you this year. Lift up your heads. Arise. We're going in. But I want to tell you, don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. There are going to be some people, some are bigger than us. But don't mean we can't be. Oh, some of them got more money than us. Don't mean we can't do what we need to do. Some of them are smarter than us. Doesn't mean we can't do what we need to do. I need to hear my national order in here with one thing. Whose report are you going to believe?
You have to stay in
your, what are you going to put your trust in?
It's church.
So by the way, I didn't ask you to trust me. But I asked you to trust my God. Yeah. Which last time I heard it was your God too.
Because we have to have a meeting.
Oh, man.
Y'all hear that? I asked you to trust my God.
We have a love hate.
Which is your God. And I'm talking about the great I am.
If there was old school.
All this stuff he could do this.
I went again the other day. And she said, You know, God's good. I said, you know, what's his name? I already know, they quote one God. Yes, they got that right. But when we tell them about our God, our one God, who is three, but yet one, they said, no, he was just a prophet. And they don't deny he doesn't exist. They say he was just a prophet.
According to their book, there is no remission of sin
without the shedding of blood. So now I'm going to ask you the question. Who shed blood for you? Because I know who shed blood for me. I know his name. And I declare it.
It's crazy.
In Jesus' name. Somebody shout hallelujah. Come on, let's give the Lord a round of applause. Well, there's nothing greater than me finishing a Sunday, and particularly this first one. Again, this means a whole lot for me to be able to finish and say what I believe God said to me. I no longer can watch anybody else, see anybody else, or do something. I don't do what anybody else is doing. I'm just doing what God has called us to do for you. I need you to know that you are specifically in the minds of God. And he specifically assigned me to you. And you to me. I didn't make this up. God did. And we're going to do what God said we're going to do. And we're going to continue to grow and go and do what God's called us to do in spite of. Doesn't matter. Those of you that are still sitting at home, we're inviting you to come on out. Okay? I know it's convenient, but there's nothing greater than being in the presence of God, at the presence of the body of Christ, the other believers, the brothers and sisters. We need each other here. And by the way, you should be, before y'all leave every day and going forward in this church, you need to be reaching out, hugging somebody you ain't come with, say something to them. Okay? Not just walk in the door and run out. Maybe they just need a word of encouragement. I'm loving to see my young brother. He come in the door today. He got his girl and his baby. Yeah, put a big smile on my face. Why? He wants something different. He wants something different for his family, for himself. Well, I know what that's like because I had to make that decision. Well, I can continue to be selfish and doing my thing. Right? Somebody say, but God can change everything. Can change everything. The worship, the commitment. I prayed and I thought about the commitment that our worship team has displayed this year for me. Okay? One of the best ever. One of the best ever. Okay? Because it's just commitment. And that's greater than anything else to me. To share with y'all, God's got some things in store for us because we're going to keep moving forward. And that's my word of encouragement to all of you. I thank everybody that come in and contribute to the. Let me share with you. This ain't going to work no more. You say, well, what's that, Pastor? No more lip service. Faith without works is dead. I'm a faith man. Let me make that clear. I believe God for his word. And if he says to do something, I'm doing. He tell me to jump, I'm jumping. He tell me to do something to the many y'all, and he's crazy. I'm doing. Because I believe God. And I'm here because I believe God. Every one of you that are here today are evident that our God is real and real to me because I didn't know not one of you prior to him telling me you were coming. And you're here. And there's a whole lot of other people supposed to be here that are not here yet. And some that was here that should be here. But that's okay. They have to figure it out. I'm going to love on them anyhow. But I'm saying it's time for us to get real with who God says for us to be. We got to believe his word for what he says. There's a sure victory in it. We got to believe that his promises and his safety, that his guide, his word is a safety guide. We got to believe that. And then we're going to believe that his presence is self-sustaining and powerful. I don't know about you, but I want to stay in the presence of God. I wish I could 24-7. But I got to keep inviting him in every day and stay open to what it is he wants to do. Not only to me, but through me. So there's some things he wants me to do with people and to be able to demonstrate sin. That's why I trust in everything, because I can't stand up here not one Sunday and say what I want to say. I have not said what I wanted to say yet, because I can't. I would not even be able to talk for 60 minutes straight if he didn't talk through me. That ain't 60 minutes worth of stuff. So I'm just proving to you, if you don't believe me. I just take what he said and then the highlights. And then I let him, he does the rest. I have to trust him through the process. Say that's where we are, guys. I need, we can't do this thing off my faith alone. I need y'all to attach your faith to my faith so we can move to the next level. Joshua couldn't go into the promised land just because Joshua wanted to go in or he was the leader. He had to go because of the people. I'm telling y'all, don't keep me back. Don't hold me back. Let's go. Let's go together. Amen? Let's give the Lord a round of applause. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know I gotta do this. Yeah. That's the question God's got. Do your hallelujah belong to him? So I want to ask this question before we go any further. If there's anybody in here that has not made that commitment to say Jesus is my Lord for 2025. For period, privately, I want to make sure we do that with you and stand with you. And I want to share with you. Church is not the answer. Just coming to church is not the answer. Jesus is the answer. So you're going to need him when you're not in this building. You're going to need him in the car. You're going to need him in the house, in the apartment. No matter where you are, you're going to need him. So if somebody here, just I just don't want to take it for granted.
So I got one, but I'm trying to figure out how I want to do this. I'm going to tell Miss Mara we got to get a new, like a little background.
Did you share it on the
He's my God, he's my King.
Facebook?
I did not. So that's not even available to use?
No. It costs you nothing. But it can change everything. So we did it. We'll do this as much. One Sunday, just go right past this. But I don't know if you let my spirit say, I want somebody to leave out of here today and didn't have that opportunity and need it. I need you to be covered in the blood. I need you to know that whatever your sins, wherever you've been, whatever you've done, was covered by blood. That when he went to the cross, he covered it all. He leave nothing undone. Then he got robbed. He sealed it all. So, if that's you, if you're here, if you never confessed Jesus for it, would you come here with me that I could just stand with me and pass around? You can do that if you're here. I'm here in my spirit, but somebody didn't even sit there. And I don't want to put you on the spot. You never said it, you know you didn't. It's free. We want to make a commitment that we stand with you. We got you 100%. more than that, because we believe he got you. So we standing with him. All right. Hallelujah. You deserve it. God, we ask you to bless our community that is with you. God, we thank you for blessing our tithes, our offering. We thank you for blessing our first fruit. God, that we will give based off your goodness that you have given us. Thank you, Lord. You deserve it. Thank you.